it's a health thing. It's a real therapeutic treatment. And when you can sit and have your wine and nibblies and stuff like that under the stars, soaking in a bit of hot mud, nothing better.
The tiny southwest Queensland town of Eurlo is about as unlikely a spot for a natural beauty spa as you could possibly find. But visitors flock to this small outback town to soak up the vibes outdoors in a selection of colourful, old-fashioned bathtubs. Hello, I'm Jodie Gunders. Eurlo is about 800 kilometres west of Brisbane, with a resident population of 100. A few years ago, locals Ian Pike and his wife Nan decided to give up farming and use the land in a very different way. They now mix the clay soils with artesian bore water to make their therapeutic mud baths.
About 15 years now, and we've beautified a lot of people in that time.
So what happens? What do people do?
Well, we separate the fine clays from, and we put a measured amount of that into the tubs. Then you fill that up with their hot or cold water, whatever they like. Soak in that for about half an hour, absorb the minerals through the skin. Then they apply the body pack, which tightens up your skin. And when you take that off, it cleans the skin. And they come out pretty much wrinkle-free, I guess.
Do locals tend to have an appreciation of this, or is it more visitors?
Nah, the locals still think I'm crazy. That's the way it goes, unfortunately. But no, surprisingly, there's quite a lot of locals now. And we get a lot of itinerants from Cunnamulla and Charleville and Bourke and all around the place, but we get a lot of international visitors as well.
Where do your visitors come from?
Oh, gee, they come from literally all over the world. We don't get a lot of Americans, but a lot of Europeans, Asians, basically everywhere. We get a lot of New Zealanders, and they're a bit pinged off because they reckon we've got better mud than they have.
Probably doesn't smell as much as theirs.
It has no sulphur in it, that's right. It doesn't smell. That's the go for it. Yeah.
And what do people say? What sort of feedback do you get from visitors?
Well, nearly all the visitors say that's the best thing they've ever done. And a pity there's not more of them around. But, you know, everything's positive. It's always positive. We're a pretty interesting little community here. Everything's pretty positive here in Eurlo.
Must make a nice, for you, a nice change from farming, does it? Like, this is, you know, rather than sort of the intensity of farming, to be in this position now where you, you know, get to chat to people and talk to people and give them a really great experience.
Oh, yeah, that gives you a buzz, all right. There's one real good advantage. The only other time you get mud is when it rains. This time you can just pick a bit up and feel it in your fingers, and whether it rains or not. That's a pretty good buzz.
The mud baths might be a tourist draw card for Eurlo, but it's not the only thing going on in town. Ian Pike says Eurlo is a dynamic little community with lots to offer.
Oh, yeah, there's a bit happening here. I'd say it'd be probably the only place in Australia where there's no unemployment, no real estate for sale, and everybody looks after everybody, and it's a pretty good community, actually.
What do you put that down to?
I think most of the people here have been in the bush all their lives, and they get a bit resourceful when that sort of happens.
And Ian, I have to ask, do you hop in those baths as well?
Oh, God, yeah, that's why I'm only 96. See, The clay's that good it takes to bend out a corrugated iron.